Okay, is there some sort of shape or movement which may be connecting different groups of things together? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So this was the first step. After I'd gone through all of this and written all the words out, which would start with the same, either the same syllable or the same first two syllabics, mm-hmm. okay? So then I would just put the paper clip and think, well, I'll come back to that sometime. Mm-hmm. And so then you get all this big bunch of them all together with paper clips.
There.
Okay, so then the next step is mm-hmm. you take one of these things out mm-hmm. and you sit down on the computer and you go up here. And you go, okay, so let's put it in. Mm-hmm. So this one I did with Nitta. That's mm-hmm. the one that interested me. So if we go back in the way that I reconstructed this, I guess I'm looking for your advice or something in some way.
Well, go ahead. You might find something.
So I'm just trying to explain all of this long-winded thing to you. So let's see if we can find... yeah, hit it. Hit the nail on the head.
Pagafetism. Did you remember that?
No. Pagafetism. Is that a bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one
the
that...
Name. The name of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that it's hard to find.
That's the one.
Yeah, very hard to find. Pagafetism.
So is there something to do with swelling in them? Peeling?
There's the little... That
a ball? Or is he moving around like Papa Mote?
I think it's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
No, it's a sound that he makes, I think.
That could be too.
Still couldn't figure it out myself. It's a thing that you do. This bird is doing something. Mm. Whether that is sound he make, or whether he is running. But also tells you. Pa pa so is a person not necessarily swollen. Pa pa geo geso. That's mm-hmm. somebody who has muscle, you know, not just a fresh. Mm-hmm.
Bulging, we'd say, like bulging just, muscles.
So this bird is not just swollen, it's compact for something. But he makes a sound. The way he makes also included in there.
Exactly.
The one who make the sound, it's what the sum.
Well, there are a lot of small birds that are maison or aison at the end.
Mekeson. Papasku. Papasku is he makes the sound. Papasku. Papasku is the one that makes, he has the same thing as almost like a Pagafetism. Mm-hmm. Papasku is a pheasant.
Oh.
Or, it's here in this pheasant. He's next to the spruce grouse. So he makes the sound. And that's what the Pagafetism does. He makes the sound that has to do with this a rapid movement, and that the sound of it is what you're trying to describe. Mm. But what exactly the sound, I don't know. I never heard it myself, but the people who name it, it describe, and it also describes that he has a powerful movement. You know, it's
because he's strong, he's swollen up, he's muscular.
And all that stuff. Well, there you go with the pa. I can think of many words, you know, using that word.
Sure.
It was this one, Papa Gaskotio, I was going to say that. Uh-huh. But Papa Gaskotio is when you get that.
Big belly? Oh, big heart on. That describes it for some people.
Well, that is being carried away with the words.